All right, Marcus Bailey, he is the meteorologist, one of the meteorologists at Wish TV here in Indianapolis. We are talking about the tornado outbreak that happened on today's date in 2013. And it was a busy, busy day for you, Marcus. You were actually working in Illinois at the time, and the state of Illinois actually had it worse than what we did in Indiana that day, right?
Right. So both Indiana and Illinois, this is top five tornado outbreaks, which is considerable that it's in the month of November, and it is a top five all time for both states. In Illinois, where everything kind of got started that day, it was pretty violent. The highest rated tornado that day was just outside of Peoria in a town called Washington, Illinois. An EF4 tornado kind of leveled the town. There was a 190 mile per hour estimated winds. Unfortunately, three people lost their lives with that, and I think up to 124 injured when that storm moved through Washington. And it was pretty, not super early in the morning, but it was in the morning. I think it was 10 a.m. local time. So that's Central Standard Time out in Illinois. But that was one of, I think, 24 tornadoes that hit the state in Illinois that day.
And like you said, you were working at the TV station in Peoria. So how close, I mean, you're in the TV station, in the building, in Peoria, and these tornadoes came pretty close to hitting you guys, right?
Yeah, so if you're not familiar with Peoria, it rides along the Illinois River, and downtown Peoria is right on the river. You get across the river, you get into towns like East Peoria and Washington. Our TV station was not far away from downtown Peoria, and so this tornado formed not far from Washington, and it basically just rode along the Illinois River, just across the river from Peoria. Started as an EF1 in East Peoria, and then quickly strengthened to EF4 strength as it moved into Washington, and unfortunately kind of leveled the northern part of Washington, where there was a lot of new construction of homes there, some businesses. And this was strong enough that it wasn't just kind of like minor damage for homes. This was a strong tornado that basically ripped homes off their foundation in a lot of neighborhoods in the destruction path of that tornado in Washington.
Do you remember, once the tornado went through, and obviously I'm assuming your TV station, like we were talking about off, before we started this interview, that it quickly went from a weather story to a news story. Do you remember the video, the photos of the damage and what your thoughts were when you saw the damage from that tornado?
Yes. That's something that's going to be probably burned in my memory forever. As a meteorologist, there's a lot of things that we look at when we're in the middle of severe weather coverage that we know there's something going on. There were signatures as the rotation that we were watching, and there was already a tornado warning out for the city of the town of Washington, where there was what we would call a debris signature, right? Or some call it a debris ball. There was something, there was an anomaly in the radar signature that showed us it was more than just wind. And it was going over a populated area. So as a meteorologist, I know that damage is occurring at that point. I was very fearful of the photos that we were going to see. And unfortunately, they came true. You saw the photos coming out of Washington where, like I said, it wasn't just minor damage. It was homes that were completely blown off their foundation, businesses that had been completely leveled, trees that had been splintered. It was unfortunate. I knew that that's kind of the video that we were going to. I was hoping it wasn't, but I also knew that that was going to be a very real possibility that we're going to be getting photos that looked exactly what we saw. And again, it's something that I'll never forget, the biggest tornado that I've ever covered in my career.
Again, we're talking with Marcus Bailey. He is a meteorologist at Wish TV in Indianapolis. On today's date, November 17th, 2013, big tornado outbreak that started in Illinois, where you were working. But as it moved across Illinois and then it goes into Indiana, and like you said at the start of this interview, one of the top five tornado outbreaks of all time in Indiana. How many tornadoes were reported that day here in the Hoosier State?
The entire state recorded 30 tornadoes that day. It obviously surpassed November records. We've had a few tornado outbreaks. They're not unheard of in Indiana. But this by far surpassed all of them with 30. But what's also interesting is it ranks number two in terms of the amount of tornadoes statewide. So it just kind of goes to show you how rare that day was and how active that day was. But we had up to 30 tornadoes, which was actually more than what Illinois had. We just didn't have the high-end intensity of an EF4 here in Indiana like they did in Illinois, but we saw our fair share of pretty strong tornadoes that did cause some damage that day.
And I'm looking at the map that you shared on your Facebook page of where those tornadoes, the large majority of those tornadoes happen. So we're talking about the Lafayette, Frankfort, Kokomo area, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct, yeah. So vast majority of them were northwest of Indianapolis. We did have a few that were in the southwestern part of the state. Those were kind of on the EF1, EF2 range. But the vast majority of the tornadoes did come out of the Lafayette area, Kokomo, Howard County, that area. The strongest of the tornadoes came in Tippecanoe and Clinton and Carroll County. That was rated an EF3 tornado. That was the strongest tornado that we had for the day in the entire state, where it did do some pretty moderate structural damage, but no injuries, no fatalities were included in that.
And something that you mentioned briefly, and at the start of this month, I know Chris, our news director, did a story with the National Weather Service about how this can happen here in Indiana. You know, we talk about tornado outbreaks or severe weather time of the year. People usually think about summertime, but this tends to happen every once in a while, where we'll see some tornadoes here in November.
Well, and I think it's important to know that's an important point that you make. If you actually kind of looked at a graph of the frequency of tornadoes, obviously our peak time in the Midwest, Indiana specifically, is in the spring, right? It's March, it's April, it's May, it even kind of lingers into June. The big reason for that is that's a transitional period. You're coming out of winter and you're going into summer. So you've got a lot of fighting back and forth and a lot of action, all right? So, you know, just not to dive too deep into the science. Well, the same thing kind of happens in the fall. Your numbers aren't quite as high, but again, you're transitioning from the warm months to eventually the cold months. And so you're going to have a lot of that back and forth that can create the potential there for severe weather. So you see a little bit of an uptick. I wouldn't call it, in some areas of the country, they call it a kind of a secondary tornado season. I think it's important to note that there has never been a month on the calendar in Indiana where we have not had a recorded tornado. That means December, that means January, that means February. So, yes, it can happen at any time, but there have been some upticks where you get into October and November, because it is such a back-and-forth type of part of the season, that you can get type of these situations where you can get some severe weather outbreaks.
Marcus Bailey talking with us about the tornado outbreak that happened on today's date 8 years ago. Marcus, is there anything else that you remember, anything else that we have not talked about yet?
I think I'll add this in. This was a fascinating thing to me. So my time in Illinois, these storms were moving incredibly fast, 65 to 70 miles per hour. We're driving along the interstate at that speed. So, one, kudos goes to all National Weather Service employees for being able to get the warnings out in a timely manner. I believe at least in the Washington, Illinois tornado that caused major destruction, many of the people in that town still were able to get about a 15-minute lead time before the tornado actually hit the town of Washington. But that tornado in itself was so powerful and moving along so quickly. We had found out during that week of extensive coverage of the damage that the tornado hung together so long, it was on the ground for about 45 to 50 miles, that there were people in the southern suburbs of Chicago, which is about 120, 140 miles away from the Peoria area, that were getting pieces of mail from Washington, Illinois. That's how far the storm actually carried some of the debris that it had picked up from Washington.
Oh, my gosh.
So it just goes to show like how powerful and how fast-moving that system was. It's also important to note, it was if people think back, the Colts were off that day. They were on a bye week. So the Bears were playing in Soldier Field, and they had to evacuate Soldier Field and end up canceling the game because of that same storm complex that impacted the Peoria area, including Washington, took aim on Chicago. And I didn't have the magnitude, but they ended up having to evacuate Soldier Field and cancel or delay the game because of how severe the weather was at that point.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's nuts. Yeah. Oh, man.
And believe it or not, we still got people complaining that we were covering up the Bears.
Of course. Right. Always happens. So, you always have that one person or a couple of people, I guess.
Oh, there were several. There was a lot of people that were calling, man.
Oh,
I'm like,
gosh.
Dude, we have a town that's completely leveled and you're calling in. Okay.
Jeez.
So, yeah.
The struggles of being a TV meteorologist sometimes.
That's the truth. That is the truth.
All right. Thanks, Marcus. Really appreciate you taking some time talking to us about it.
Yeah, man. Happy to do it.